Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Wednesday, and we're going to continue our discussion on getting the greatest return on your time. And one of the things that challenges a lot of people is the concept of procrastination. Now, I learned the hard way of why I shouldn't do it. I was in college, I had an economics exam, and I stayed up for 2 days studying. I did 2 all-nighters in a row. I was so loaded with caffeine. I was such a mess trying to cram all this information into my brain that as I was getting ready to leave the exam, I broke out in the cold sweats. I got nauseous. I had heart palpitations. I thought I was having a heart attack. The guys that were in my dorm were going to drag me to the hospital, but I wouldn't let them. And it was a full-blown panic attack. And it was all because I waited till the last minute. So the question I have for you, if you're one of those people that procrastinates, is why do you put yourself through that? Why put pressure on yourself? I understand that certain people thrive under pressure. I get that concept. But the reality of it is it's not going to be as effective if you try to cram things into your brain all at one time. And you cannot predict the unforeseen issues that will come up as you wait till that very last minute to do it. And the stress that your body takes on as a result is not healthy for any of us. So if you spread it out, you have a higher probability of retaining more after the fact. And so I think that makes a lot more sense. There's an old adage that Brian Tracy talks about, and I've mentioned it before. It's called swallow the frog. Swallow the frog refers to building a task list and tackling the worst thing on that list in your mind first. So whatever you think is going to be the toughest thing that you need to get off your plate, if you go through that one first, everything else is easier. And the other thing that's great about that is when you look at that, what you despise the most is usually what you put off the longest. So if you take this concept and live by it, what will happen is you will end procrastination because naturally you will take on that task and you'll do it first as opposed to waiting for the last thing to do. And again, everything else after that becomes much, much easier and your stress level goes down. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask you to subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. I would love the opportunity to be that coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I would just ask for that opportunity. And by doing this, all we're asking you to do is to commit for a couple of minutes a day. You know, while you're at the gym, while you're driving to work, just put it on your car, listen to it on your headphones as you're working out, but just try to get here every day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing the benefits of getting up an hour or two earlier. But in the meantime, for today, do what you can to end procrastination in your life. And take the advice, swallow the frog. Do the worst thing first, that will eliminate procrastination.